here because there's somebody here I don't want to talk to. Gotta look like I'm a busy guy on the phone here, you know? I just want to say once again, if you did want to call back before 10, would appreciate it. Since I'm bored, I'll be bored after 8. I mean, I'm bored now, but it'll get worse. The occasional straggler, the occasional straggling asshole, lowlife, will crawl in, but basically, it's a pointless fucking existence. I'll be here till 10. And misery loves company, man. We could talk about how much we hate the human race.
Tommy.
Tommy, just had to call up, man, and get my anger up, man, because I've been driving around in the fucking rain in this fucking hick town. Do you realize there's not a fucking decent grocery store in this whole fucking hick town? Fucking Wegmans and Tops fucking eat shit. All the women in this town are fucking ugly fucking pigs with fucking glasses. They're fat. They're fucking, ugh. Life blows, man. Fucking people are assholes. Some fucking goddamn wog, this fucking guy from India, from Bombay or some shit, fucking pulls out on Elmwood Avenue, fucking sticks his car halfway out in the fucking street. I blow my horn and throw him the bird. Fucking blows his horn at me. He's the fucking foreigner, the fucking goddamn wog, doesn't know how to fucking drive in this fucking country. The guy should be back behind the fucking camel or whatever the fuck they drive through the fucking rice paddies over there. So, basically, I just want to let you know, life fucking blows. They call this Good Friday. I say it's a bad Friday because there's just that many more assholes and losers that don't have to go to work. So they come in here and fucking slobber and drool all over my fucking stock. They're assholes. They're fucking losers. And fucking life blows once again. I'm just waiting to get out of here, man, and kind of bored. Thought I'd give you a call for a little message. Won't be getting out of here for a while, because this job blows. And picked up a few pulps on a good deal, though. Got a deal in the works for pulps. Otherwise, the day blows. People blow. People are assholes. They're losers. They're lunatics. They're fucking pathetic. They don't deserve to fucking live. They're ignorant. They're fucking stupid. They're fucking ugly. They're fat. They're morons. They're fucking assholes. They're fuckheads. And basically, that's kind of how I feel about things, except, of course, for hanging out with my pals and the camaraderie of people like us, people in the know. Just to give you a progress report, last night I was waking up in cold sweats, man. This morning I woke up, I felt really fucking bad. Couldn't eat, tried to eat some toast. Couldn't eat, I took one bite and I couldn't eat it, man. And right now I'm at work. And I'm probably going to go and get some soup and juice and stuff. And I'll just let you know, I just sort of want to prepare you though, man. In a way, kind of feel a little better now, but I'm not sure yet how it's going to be by tonight, so probably just get back to you around maybe around like 3 or 4 o'clock or something. Try to let you know what's going on. It's a black day. It's a black week for me, man. So I'll keep you posted. Just wanted to let you know, people are fucking assholes. Because I felt you should know about that, man. John, this is Cole. I'm here at the store listening to Miles because I'm kind of bummed out and just thought if you were there by any chance, if you weren't doing anything, like, I mean, if you weren't getting late or something, and if you just would even pick up the phone and just we could just chat for a few minutes about how fucked up the world is, what asshole people are, what fucking scum the fucking government, society, because I'm bummed out. And it looks like I might have to move. I might have to move just to protect my pulp collection because they're fucking assholes over there and life is a fucking nightmare. Anyways, if you happen to come in before 10 o'clock, like you say, misery loves company sometimes or whatever. Otherwise, I'll probably talk to you soon, man. If I don't get hit by a truck before then, I might even see you on Monday. But unfortunately, I can't escape the fact that life truly does fucking blow, big dead rats. Time it's 5:35. Working on a serious pulp deal. We're waiting to leave work. People are assholes. Tom, just want to tell you, I've got a new philosophy. Everybody must die. The human race is fucking worthless, and I hate him. It all started when I got another call from that asshole at the collection agency. It ruined my fucking night, so turn off my answering machine in case you want to get in touch with me. I'll probably turn it on the weekend, but during the week when that fucking asshole might try to call me and leave another fucking message, I'll just leave it off. And you probably weren't going to call me anyways, I understand, but in case some rare pulp shipment came in or something like that, just try to get in touch with me at the shithole on Mount Hope. And I'll be out killing people. I got a gun. I'm killing them, man. It's fun. Damn, that's a classic, man. Why don't you put, like, some street hip-hop beats behind yourself next time, man, and do like Miles, man. Do like a rap message, man, because I know you're into that rap thing now, man. I know, like, you and Miles are down with the street people now, the rap thing, man. And Tom, I know you're out frolicking today on the holiday, and just thought I'd let you know that I'm a loser. I got a fucking job. I gotta just sit here like a fucking loser, because nobody's coming in on the 4th of July, and as you would say, that's my choice, to have a job and gotta pay the bills, but, you know, in that sense, I'm a loser compared to the adventurous souls like yourself that forge ahead independently, and believe me, my hat's off to you. And basically, I'm just killing time because I'm sitting here for like fucking 10 hours with nothing to do. And probably might even maybe get up one or two pulps out of the deal, but what the hell? It's a classic. Tom, how are you there for one question? And it'll be brief because I'm doing laundry. Well, I'm looking for this tape, man. I can't find it, and I don't remember trading it back to you. So, could you tell me, did I trade back that compilation with Trixie Tyler on the box cover? Scene with Rachel Ryan, the facial compilation, I believe. I can't find it, and I'm going nuts. I've looked everywhere. I thought I knew exactly where it was. It's not there. There's not an empty space missing, but I just don't remember trading it back to you. So I hope you remember the one I'm talking about. I think it might have been a Zane compilation. Had some good pics on the cover of Trixie, and Rachel Ryan was in the scene. And I don't remember watching it. I mean, I don't think I even watched it. I don't remember trading it back, you know. So you gotta set my mind at ease because it's flipping me out, man. I mean, I'm desperate over here. I'm at my wit's end. It's a hound gone wrong. I'm flipping out. Tom, I just found the Warner Brothers release sheets finally after a lot of searching. Can definitely tell you that the street date for Cool World is Tuesday, the 14th. Won't be in the stores until Tuesday, at the earliest. And I gotta say, these people downstairs are total assholes. Because they just left the thing up there. It's like on display. We don't have it in stock. It's on display. I'd like to go up there and like take it down, but I don't want to draw attention to myself. It's very annoying. What if a customer asks for it? Or what if more people that come in here to work as the day progresses see it? It's pissing me off, and it's only bad for us, for our cause. I'm going to have to try and, when nobody's around, just try and take it down there, you know? It's like up on the now-playing display card. Because these people are fucking morons, man. They're the type of people that wouldn't fucking clean up after they take a fucking shit, you know what I mean? The type of people that are like fucking slobs, that would leave like fucking crumbs around after they eat. They're fucking assholes, and I fucking hate their guts. I'm talking about coworkers now. Not even the customers. The fucking coworkers are fucking assholes. Yet another facet of Tom, the urbane, the smooth Tom Losey on the message machine. Tom, it's a nightmare week here. I got people coming in from out of town, driving me nuts. Got to put them up overnight. It's killing me, man. A lot of bad news, man. Just like the promo train, man, the pulp train, it's like stopped or something, man. I think they had a wreck outside of town, man, because like, never been this dry ever, man, in all the years of our dealings. It's at a standstill. And a bit of bad news about that that Zane raunchy, what is it, that thing with, my mind is blank. Oh, God. Melissa Malibu, the one you wanted me to watch, the home video, the neighbor type one, doesn't track, man. Won't track in my machine, and believe me, I'm upset about it because I really wanted to see it, especially after you raved about it. And just doesn't track, man. I tried everything. It's really bad. So just thought I'd let you know in case you could ever come up with another one. It's that one where she's got the saddle shoes on the box. You know the one I'm talking about. I'm kind of out of it today. A lot of problems, man. A lot of blows. At the time, I just had to call, man. I got to let off a little steam here. Just had a run-in with a customer. Just a fucking putz. Fucking guy, like, bumped into me, and I called him on it. And fucking guy, that's a pet peeve of mine. I do not dig people that do not respect my space, man. You know, I don't like fucking people bumping into me and shit. And it could be rough because people here on the job are assholes, and you know they're gonna fucking tell the manager about it. And I stand my ground that I'm in the right. This guy fucking bumped into me, fucking doesn't say excuse me or nothing. And people are fucking assholes. I'm fucking burned out, man. People fucking coming over, staying in my house, watching my fucking tapes, man, messing my house up. Man, I'm fucking depressed, man. I gotta relax, man. I just gotta kick back with some tricksy D or something at some point and relax and get away from the world, you know? Damn, I'm bored here at work. I thought I'd leave you a message. I know you're coming. You're in New York, and wondering how is it in New York for this 40 Deuce. How's it looking on 40 Deuce? Because Randy said that those places were only boarded up temporarily for the convention. But we know Randy's full of shit, so who knows? Hopefully, but I hope he's right on this one. And I looking forward to hearing about what's going on in New York, and I guess that's about it, because some assholes downstairs, and people are fucking assholes, and I think it might be time to leave. Hey, powdered toast man, what's happening? The old story of waiting for idiots downstairs to close up and sitting here, nothing to do. I could listen to music, of course, but big fucking deal. I do that all the time. Got nothing to do, just sitting here, so I say, just call Tom and just babble into his answering machine. Hope it's not too annoying. I gotta pass the time somehow, man, and the fellow porn hounds and working on some groovy deals, man, for next week. And it's looking good, and people blow. I did discover that people are assholes. The human race is fucking bullshit. Damn, I just want to let you know, man. I'm going out today, man. I got a gun, man. I'm going out. I'm going to kill some people, man. I want to let you know. You've been a good friend, and when you read about it in the papers, man. And I'm going to start at the Elmwood Manor rental office and work my way over to the archive, man. So, it's been nice knowing you. Tom, I just called to say thank you for the advice to go and see the Twin Peaks movie early. I appreciate that advice because you're probably right. It probably won't be here long and made me realize it. I heard it was bad, but I gotta see it anyways. But I appreciate the call. Just sitting here at the archive. Life blows. Looking forward to some late night viewing. Otherwise, I got nothing left to live for except Twin Peaks. Man, you're at the porno screen, man. You're at the video screen in the living room. Tom, here's the deal, man. Let's shoot for Monday the 21st. I'd like to do it on a Monday because I'm going to be so anxious to check out some of these new tapes that I'm going to have to, like, just come home, you know, Monday night and check a couple out. You know, I don't want to do it on a Tuesday. I want to do it on a Monday because I'll be anxious. I mean, and I hope you, needless to say, one reason I'm hurrying on this thing is because I can't wait and because I really hope, you know, I mean, I don't want you to, like, get tempted to, like, show them to anybody else first, you know. You got to save them all for me first. I got to have first dibs, first refusal rights on these on this new product. So 21st, you know, assuming that things are going along as they have been for the next two weeks, I should be in good shape on the 21st. If it's looking like I'm not too thrilled or something, then maybe I might have to go to the 28th. But I really don't want to, so I think 21st will be good. As far as I assume. You called back and said maybe we could do it. I think you meant maybe like this 7th or 8th, like Monday or Tuesday. Definitely wouldn't have enough by then, you know what I'm saying? Just wouldn't, I'm not Superman, you know what I'm saying? I think let's make it for the 21st, unless my luck just goes rotten in the next 2 weeks or something, then might have to move it to the 28th, but I don't want to do that, and I'm pretty sure I won't have to do that. So look at the 21st, and I'm excited. I can't wait. New product, new company, new seamier side, the sicker, twisted, kinky, disturbing, weird, freaked out under side of porn is what I'm looking for here. And just, it's new, it's exciting. And unfortunately, people blow, and I'm about ready to kill my fucking neighbors, but other than that, I'll see you soon.
And you must be loving it today, man. The sunshine, holiday weekend, the sunny. I just had to call you up, man, because I'm sitting up here falling asleep because there's no customers here because even the losers that come in here even they can recognize a day when they should be outside instead of coming in here and being a loser. And they're still assholes. Don't get me wrong. I'm not letting them off the hook. They're still fucking losers, miscreant idiots that don't fucking deserve to live. And I think I'm awake now. Thanks a lot, man. What's going on, man? Just calling because, once again, bored at the fucking shithole. I mean, fucking pathetic. I get paid to sit here and do nothing because a fat dick boy thinks it's a fucking cute idea to be open till 10 o'clock. So, you know, maybe some fucking, like, AIDS-ridden street gutter snipe will fucking slither in here and, you know, leave a trail of slime on the floor. And otherwise, it's a fucking joke. I'm sitting here like a fucking jerk. I'm a fucking sad sack. I fucking hate the human race. Fucking people are pissing me off left and right. I'm fucking miserable. Blah, blah, blah. What can I say? I wonder if you ever went to see Digstown, Tom. I gotta say, it's an incredible movie, Tom. Like, I wasn't really sure about Whispers in the Dark. I said, I know Tom will like the kinky sex, and he'll like the bondage scene, you know, but I don't know if he's gonna like the whole movie overall. And you love the movie. But this one, I gotta say, Tom, you would just love this movie. It's a man's movie. It's a kick-ass action. Once it gets going, it just gets like a freight train out of control, and you're just riding it to the end. It's fucking great. And, unfortunately, life blows. People are assholes. There's no point to life. I don't know why I keep going except for porn or something. And, hopefully that's enough of a reason to keep going, I guess. Otherwise, someday I'll probably kill myself because life fucking blows. Tom, just thinking, I feel bad because I didn't comment on your foot. I felt bad afterwards. I said, geez, Tom hurt his foot. I'm a sensitive guy. I don't just ignore these things. A friend of mine hurts his foot, and I hope you're feeling better. It's bad enough going to New York and dealing with a bunch of assholes without a foot that's not working right. I hope your coffers were full of cash at New York. And, Tom, I think we're going to get that James Bond thing in on Tuesday. I won't know until Wednesday when I come to work. And then I'll let you know. You know, maybe you already got it in New York. But all I want to know is how much were you... Actually, man. Tom, I better just forget the whole thing, man. But I'm kind of a nut. I'm kind of like out of my mind after a week of work. I don't know what I'm saying. Just ignore that whole fucking power thing there about the James Bond thing, you know? Just ignore it for now, man. Because tell you the truth, I don't really want to get it for you unless I could get a lot for it. I don't know. I think it's going to be pretty expensive. You know what I'm saying? And I've had a bad week myself. A lot of hard work, believe it or not, here, working hard, and assholes driving me nuts. Had to call them up Friday night and complain about the noise, and the chick's an ugly fucking cunt with fucking hick parents. I fucking hate them. But so I'm leaving today with a suit, like six suitcases for three people, for two people, six suitcases. So I'm leaving today, so I'm happy and ready for some viewing tonight, some late night viewing. And kind of like flipped out, don't know what I'm talking about. Hope I'll get back to you on this whole James Bond thing. I'm kind of like, I'm out of my head, man. I'm sorry. Hi, Tom. I was gonna call you, man, and just got in and got your message. Tom, real bad day. In every possible way. My back is killing me. Nothing but asshole customers. And just pulp time is low, and my spirits are low. And I just had to say, Tom, I'm sorry, but believe me, I've been thinking about this for days, not just today. Let's make it Monday the 28th. I'm sorry. Believe me, but it's for the best. You know, because just Just not ready yet. Not ready in more ways than one. And by Monday, a few more days to get a good break, and you'll be happier. You'll be happier. I'll be happier. Just not worth it. Not really worth it to come over. Maybe in the past it would have been all right, but the way things are now, too many mags and stuff, and just can't do it this week. Sorry. Don't get too bummed out. I'm bummed out too, because believe me, you know, I'd like to do it this week too. I like to do it every week. If I could do it every week, be great, but just things are coming kind of slow, and next week will probably be better, you know. Like this, today was a washout. Tomorrow won't be good. But the best times are really like Wednesday and Thursday and Friday are like the best days, traditionally, my strongest days. And I'm optimistic about next week. And believe me, it will be worth the wait. You will be thrilled on Monday the 28th. So, sorry for any inconvenience or disappointment. Like I said, I'm disappointed too. I'd like to do it soon. I'd like to wait another week, but the way I look at it, we waited this long. One more week, yeah, could be rough, but in the long run, it's better. And, my back has killed me, and fucking people are annoying as hell. People that were ugly, smelly. I mean, fucking people that took shit in the fucking bathroom and then just stunk up the whole store, people with perfume, people sneezing on me, coughing on me. Just unbelievable fucking day, man. Fucking Indian guy with a ponytail and fucking lips that were cut open, and a guy with like 50 years old and a fucking ignorant fucking smelly Indian guy. I mean, just a fucking a terrible day. And what can I say? Monday the 28th will be the big night to remember.
I guess I must have set aside way back when I was clearing out stuff, to trade away to you, and I guess you never got them. They're adult ones, mix and match, some 2 hours, some amateur, some bunch of new releases. Well, they... Hey, man, it's Cole calling. Just called to tell you, man, what's going on with you and that Randy guy, man? He called me up and yelled at me because I guess he wanted CDs today and get nothing from him, and I didn't want nobody to know, man. You know, I'm sick, I got diarrhea, I got frothing at the mouth, I got this green shit hanging out of my nose, and I'm having visions of Dickie Storm with stigmatas on his hands, man. It isn't fun, man. I can't help it when I'm sick. You try being me once in a while, man. You try being me, you have to wash your hands if you walk 10 feet every place you go. You try having a handshake like a cold dead fish, man, never getting laid. Staying home, looking at videos, falling in love with pigs like Britney working, man. It ain't easy being me, I tell you, it ain't easy. Goodbye.
Tom, I just wanted to share some more of my life with you, so it's further proof that life truly does blow. To Monday, yesterday, I get home about 11 o'clock, and there's a letter telling me that they're going to come in my apartment tomorrow. So you know what that means. Didn't give me a lot of notice, so I'm up for 3 hours. I'm up to like 3 in the morning. Putting away my pulps, because... Yeah, heaven forbid that these assholes should come in and see my pulp collection, you know. So I had to hide my pulps, and this morning at fucking 8 o'clock, some fucking guy fucking walks in my fucking apartment. I'm in bed. I wake up. Is that fucking unbelievable? Some fucking scum-sucking, motherfucking, lowlife, worthless piece of fucking shit comes walking in my fucking apartment. Unfucking believable. Fucking people, it's just unfucking believable, man. You know, I mean, can you blame anybody for fucking mass murder? I mean, really. The other thing that I'd just like to mention, saw Glengarry Glen Ross yesterday, and to me, a superb movie.
Ordinarily, I wouldn't go out of my way to recommend this, and I'm not going to go out of my way on a limb to recommend this, because no action, no violence. The only action and violence in it is all verbal and psychological. And in that respect, it's a fairly brutal movie, verbally and psychologically. Great dialogue, a lot of great put-downs, you know, curse words, some great shit. And I got to say that Pacino, by the way, all the actors, Pacino, Ed Harris, Arkin, Baldwin, Jack Lemmon, they're all fucking great. And I got to say, the Pacino character reminded me of you, Tom, because the guy is a hustler. He's a wheeler-dealer. He's an unbelievable guy. Mind's always working, always trying to run the scam or get out of a scam or whatever. So to me, it made me think of you, and, you know, in a positive, I mean, this is a compliment. And otherwise, life, unfortunately, it is pathetically worthless, pain in the balls existence. And I'll get back to you about the trade thing in another week or two. Just bad fucking weeks here, you know, just one after another. Bad shit going down. Just can't get up for it right away, you know. I think you understand. And take it easy. Bye.
Damn. I made a new discovery, man. All women are rat bags, man. They're good for one thing only, and that's being degraded in pornography. Tom, are you there? If so, I'm just trying to look busy here because I'm trying to avoid some people over here. Some real assholes, man. Fucking people make me sick, man. The fucking human rights, man, it really turns my stomach. It's unbelievable, man. How do these people do it, man? How can they fucking go out in public, man, and bother people because they're so fucking lame, man? And I can't even kill them, man. I should be able to just shoot them dead. And then it'd be much better for everybody that way, you know?
Loki.
Well, there's four nuns. They get in a car accident. Boom, they die. They got to go see St. Peter. So they go up to see St. Peter. He looks at him. He goes, look. So the first nun, he says, before you go to heaven, I want to know if you've ever had contact with a penis. She blushes a little. She says, well, I did touch a penis with my left hand once. So he says, all right, go wash your hand off in the holy water and go to heaven. Gets to the next nun. He says, what about you? She looks at him. She's a little blushing and shy. She says, well, I did touch a penis with both hands. He says, no problem. Go wash your hands with the holy water. Go to heaven. Meanwhile, the other two nuns are scrapping. They're fighting. He can't figure it out. He goes, he tries to pull the nuns apart. They're ripping each other's hair out, squashing each other's nipples. He finally gets them apart. He looks at the one nun. He goes, what the hell's wrong here? She says to him, she says, there's no way I'm washing my mouth out in that water after she sticks her ass in it. Ciao.
Damn, I'm calling from work here. Got a little hootenanny today, man. It's really another reason why I hate the fucking human race. Time we got little kids crawling all over the CDs. They're standing on our CDs. They're tearing the place apart, Tom. It's a sad state of affairs. Some fucking faggot from England and his fucking shitty little fucking acoustical band. They bite. Would you like a little dissertation on why people fucking suck? Okay, so you get some fucking third-rate fucking guy from England that comes in here to do a fucking in-store appearance. So, the manager, they get pizza downstairs, they got beer. They're offering it to, like, the musicians. Do they say, Cole, do you want some pizza or beer? No, they don't. There's some guy comes up here, guy used to work here.
try to, hey, what's going on, Jim, how you doing? Try, you know, be friendly. I mean, I don't really give a shit. I don't really like the guy, but just to be a human being in a society, I try to be friendly and talk. He's, like, fucking blowing me off because he'd rather, like, you know, hang out by the musicians, you know. That's just one reason why I fucking hate people, man, because they're, like, they're so fucking full of shit, man. There's people bring their fucking kids in here. They're climbing all over the CDs, man. Fucking, I won't get out of here. I'll probably get out of here, like, an hour later. Oh, look, there's Jim getting his autograph. Fucking guy, he's, like, 35 years old, and he's adding some guy for a fucking autograph, man. Is that fucking pathetic, man? I've met De Niro twice. Did I ask him for an autograph? Fuck no, because autographs are for fucking chumps, man. Faggots. Well, Jim, Tom, I just had to get a little of that off my chest, you know. Just think what I could accomplish with a fucking gun right now. I could wipe out 30 or 40 people, man. Wouldn't even make a dent.